bring the hands to the heart, sit back into Uttanasana. So sitting back into chair pose. So you can stay right here. This is fine. If you want to try a little bit more of the balance.
The end of March marked the first yoga practice since winter. Gina Gonzalez is a yoga instructor and started yoga at the brewery before the pandemic. First, the classes were held at Sawstone.
We started with doing yoga at the brewery back in December of 2019, but then with the pandemic, we had to move it outdoors because we couldn't, you know, because of guidelines.
The virus changed her plans for the class.
So we can socially distance outside, and we've been doing it close to Sawstone and close to the MSU campus, so we usually change it up every week.
Gonzalez welcomes all skill levels to her class and says yoga can benefit everyone.
So, of course, everybody gets different benefits from yoga practice, but of course there's physical benefits. So there's the strength and the flexibility that you get from yoga. It's also a good balance if you do a lot of other sports. It kind of teaches you or kind of reveals some of the imbalances that you have.
Yoga is different than most fitness activities because of the emphasis on mindfulness.
It's a great mind-body exercise where you're being mindful of the movement that you're doing, and that's something that we don't usually do in everyday life.
Gonzalez says meditation has health benefits too.
It's nice to have an hour of that where you're being mindful of the movement. And it's actually very calming. Depending on the type of yoga that you do, it can help to calm down the nervous system. So there's both mental, physical benefits of it.
Vicki Blakeman and her daughter Taylor Barney attended the class regularly in the fall and are excited to continue the experience. Barney says she looks forward to coming each week.
It's very relaxing and it's nice to do after a long day of work.
Her mother agrees.
For me, you know, as we age, we tend to get really stiff. And I do a lot of running, I do Zumba, we do lots of other things. And this is just, like she said, so relaxing. And plus it just stretches every inch. And, you know, like she says, to be more in tune with what is bothering you. So, love it.
Class days and location will be posted each week and may be canceled or changed due to weather. Gonzalez wants the class experience to be collaborative, often asking for feedback. She says the best way to stay updated on information about the outdoor class is through her Facebook page, titled Yoga at the Brewery.
I have a page still called Yoga at the Brewery because we're hoping to be able to go back there one day. But that's where you can find information, and generally I post about 2 days in advance because I have to watch the weather and I never know what day I'm going to be able to hold it week to week. And so about 2 days ahead of time, I'll post an invite on that page.
Participants need to bring a mat. The class is donation-based. For WMKY News, I'm Rachel Turner.